on the radio.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. Getting all the advice we can is a good idea. In 1993, Gary Kremen, a pioneer of the internet, saw amazing potential in online dating. So he created Match.com. At the time, people weren't dating online, so to get the ball rolling, Gary got everyone in his company to create a profile on his website. He even asked his girlfriend to sign up. Unfortunately for Gary, his girlfriend found another guy on Match.com that she liked better than him. Talk about unintended consequences. No one can see all possible outcomes. That's why Solomon, the wisest man to ever live, recommended getting as much advice as we can. In Proverbs 15:22, he wrote, "Plans go wrong for lack of advice, but many advisors bring success." So what if this week I get a second opinion before making a big decision? Getting all the advice we can is a good idea, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship, CenteringLives.com.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising helps you create an emotional response. And all purchases are emotional. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we've got Fleas the horse. And Fleas will talk to you. He's a real neat attraction for the children and the grown-ups.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook's big fall yard sale begins Saturday morning at 6 a.m. You'll find great bargains outside and even some sales inside the store. That's Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall's big yard sale this Saturday, 6 a.m. till 2 p.m. 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
I got David Little in the house from Tucker Pecan. Football season right here. You got everything ready to go?
Yeah, Bubba, we've got everything you need to tailgate, to throw a party, to just give a friend or a family member of Alabama and Auburn. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. We've got great jewelry. We've got great totes. We've got the clear purses you need to go to the games. We've got all that at Tucker Pecan. Plus, if you need to just throw a big party, we've got the best dips and sauces you will find anywhere to make your party a success. And if that's not what you need and you need something else at Tucker Pecan, we've got the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have those made fresh daily. You know, Bubba, Christmas is not too far around the corner. And Thanksgiving, if you need some gifts for your friends and families, we've got those at Tucker Pecan Company.
Don't forget about the pecan pies either. Tell them where you're located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Let's talk about personal loans for a second. At Guardian Credit Union, we want to help you get the money you need when you need it. We offer many loan options designed to help you qualify. With affordable monthly payments and flexible terms, Guardian has a loan just for you. Think real personal service. Think Guardian. MyGuardianCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice forecast for you. Good bit of sunshine today. High temperature around 79. It's going to be fairly comfortable. Then for tonight, clouds on the increase, but dry. Overnight low temperature down to about 60 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a high temperature in the upper 70s. Risk of showers and thunderstorms by late Friday night, but showers and storms become scattered to numerous during the day on Saturday as a frontal system approaches, high in the middle 70s. Then cooler Saturday night behind the cool front. Low temperature 51, Sunday breezy, cooler, sunshine, high in the upper 60s, and how about mid-40s by first thing Monday morning right around dawn. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Thank you for calling. This is Sylvia. Who am I speaking with?
This is Dr. Sidiman Azibo. I need to get a truck from you.
And from what city and state would you be picking that up?
I'm coming from the Birmingham because I'm tired of everything in Alabama. Do you ever come to the Birmingham, ma'am?
I've never been to Alabama.
I'm sick of this.
All right, and in what city and state will you be dropping off that equipment?
I'm going from the Birmingham, Alabama to Nasaka, Nigeria.
So you want to take a U-Haul from Birmingham to Nigeria?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think that's possible. How are you going to get
it? I have my money. I have money.
But how are you going to take a truck across the ocean?
There's freeway. No, on the map I have.
There's a freeway?
Yes, ma'am.
What freeway is that?
Miami, Nigeria freeway. It comes down across from Cuba, and then you stop for gas in Jamaica because that is the last gas station before you go across to Africa.
We don't run our trucks out internationally, though. I can't do that for you.
I will bring you back truck.
I understand that, but U-Haul doesn't run the trucks internationally like
because
that.
We are leaving, and I can I speak manager, please?
Sure.
Good. U-Haul center, manager. But you don't have a hitch on your car. U-Haul.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Yes, so what is the question now?
Hello. Yeah, are you supervisor?
I am.
Good. This is Dr. Sidiman Azibo. And I talked to your very, very rude employee man about I need to rent truck to leave from the Birmingham, Alabama. And I go back home to the Nasaka, Nigeria.
Okay, we don't let any trucks out of the States except to Canada because we have a contract there. We don't let them go to Mexico, anywhere else except the United States. We don't even allow trucks to go from the States to Hawaii.
Is that because you do not trust the Nigerians, sir?
Sir, I have nothing else to say. I understand. I cut it on the call, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go now.
Sir, just let me explain.
I'm going to go ahead and let you go.
I tried to explain to you, but did you all...
Okay, I'm going to let you go. We don't allow our trucks to go.
Explain. Please let me explain, sir, because my sons, they're me and my wife. My wife is in American white, Susie, and the Americans, they make fun of my boys, and that's why I take them home, so they can get better education and get a good job.
Okay, but we still don't allow our trucks to go out of the States.
There's freeway from Miami that goes to the Nigeria.
Okay, you have a good day.
And
okay.
I stop for gas in Jamaica.
Bye-bye.
Come to Jamaica and feel all right. One heart, one love.
You must have a lot of time on your hands.
Come to Jamaica and...
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
That was funny.
Yeah, I never get tired of old Dr. Sigmund Azibo. It's Happy Hour. News Talk 93.1 of MWACV. I'm your gracious, occasionally explosive host, Greg Goodell, my tunnel-like sidekick. Join. He's here, and so is Terry Ann.
And here they are.
Jeff Brown. Please clap.
Explosive? Did you eat too much chili mac?
No.
Biscuits, man.
Oh, biscuits. I just decided I'd throw something other than truculent in there. I'm worried about becoming stale.
Truculent.
Like the biscuits.
Right.
Not the baseball team.
No. They're always fresh. I mean, it's the minor leagues.
Yes.
It's baseball.
Well, that's all I have. We'll be back tomorrow at 3 with more.
This morning.
Yes.
On the show, when... The girl said, I'm not very good with electrical things or scientific things. Rich looked at her and said, you're kidding. That was the moment of the morning. He deadpanned, you're kidding. Perfect. Timing was perfect.
I was here.
Yeah.
Why don't I remember that?
I think you were jumping into the ad for the discount grocery place, I think, at the time.
Food Outlet.
Food Outlet. There you go. It was great.
I mean, it's a hazard of running a show.
Or was it Emily?
Emily.
It was Emily.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, and she said, I'm not very good at whatever. And Rich said, you're kidding. It was perfect.
There is nothing like a Rich Thomas deadpan.
Absolutely perfect.
I have to say, though, and I wonder if you agree with me, Terry, that black shirt really suits you well.
It does.
It looks great.
He looks good in black.
You look good.
He's the man in black.
It reflects my disposition today.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Wow. I didn't think about it like
that. You know, I'm bummed to see the market taking hits. I don't know. Drudge has got nothing but crappy. And Fox News, too.
Quit looking at it. Just let it go.
Dems' Mountain Midwestern comeback.
Yeah,
really?
Right.
Why? What? Has this economy completely missed them or something? I don't understand. Fox had a poll on today that showed that more people disapprove of Kavanaugh than approve. Really?
Where did the people get a vote on the?
A poll. Fox's polling.
Wait,
blows.
But do people get to vote on Kavanaugh?
No, but
then why do we care? What the public thinks.
The analysis was, you know, how that is affecting midterms. To me, that was the galvanizing moment that a lot of people who voted for Trump said, we can't let this happen.
Well, it's just, I'm so tired of we poll every damn question. Like, should I take a crap this morning? Let me know. Or should I wait till this evening? I think I can make some decisions on my own.
You know, it depends on, you know, what you're looking at. Look, a year ago,
what are you talking about, my bowels or the campaign?
I'm back to the campaign.
Okay.
I'm not particularly worried about your BMs.
Thank you. Thank you.
We were hearing the same crap, you know. Hillary's going to win and blah, blah, blah. It's negative, negative, negative. And then it turned out, well, they were really wrong. I'm kind of counting on that happening a second time. I think some of the pollsters like to, and they use them. They use them to manipulate thinking.
Absolutely.
Yes, of course.
Yes, it's perception management. When you control what someone perceives, you're controlling what they think. You're controlling, it's mind control.
I just find it frightening that, according to Fox, half the people in the country had no problem with the smear, the shameless.
I don't believe that.
I don't either. Again, I think even the pollsters managed to miss the heart of America, you know, for lack of a better term. And it's not that it's in the South and it's all over. It's even in California. You just never hear about it there because they're so buried up to their necks with crazy-ass liberals.
Oh, they're messed up. They are so messed up.
There's a story. This is so typical of Antifa.
They're idiots. They don't know what a Nazi is.
This one, no, they don't. This one,
idiots.
Antifa thug harassed a 9/11 widow and said, "May your husband effing rot."
Ooh.
Blah, blah, blah. Then, you see that big hulking guy there in the picture?
Uh-huh.
He confronted the Antifa big mouth and he ran away, the little uh-huh.
Why would you say that? You're just a miserable person.
You're uh-huh. a hate-filled piece of shaving cream.
It.
That's what you are.
Pretty much.
I think that's the big problem. I think that's the big problem with liberals in general. They are self-hating, self-loathing, miserable bastards.
Good Lord.
I hate to be general, but that's...
Pretty much nails it.
I know enough about psychology to recognize certain symptoms. And the whole idea behind what their plan is for us, sadly, and if they ever get the power to do it, we'll all pay, including the people that voted for it. The only way that socialism can be implemented fairly is to bring everybody down to a base level so that everybody's fighting for the same scrap of food, the same chance to see a doctor, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because that's what's going on in Venezuela right now. In fact, people are fleeing that country like crazy because their money is no good now. And you can't get anything because, hey, we and they voted for it, just like the Germans voted for it.
Yep.
That was the, and I don't understand why somebody, if not the Republican Party, conservative group, is running TV ads just to remind people of the party that was behind Hitler, the Socialist Party of Germany.
I don't get that either, Greg.
Well, it's like so many other things. It's an easy sell because it promises all these goodies and fairness. And then once they get that, that's when they get down to what their real dark goals are. But we've said this 1,000 times. I just wish the election would come and go so we know where we stand. I still think we're going to keep the House. The whole idea of... I remember, oh my God, I kind of expected it the first time, but I'll never forget how defeated I felt when Obama got reelected. Is this country that damn stupid? You were happy with these last 4 years? I don't get it. You don't think the country is capable of better? And along comes Trump. Thriving economy. A million more jobs and people to fill them. And everybody wants to throw it away. Right? Let's just, we've had enough of this. Because part of the component of self-loathing is, well, if I get something good, I don't deserve it anyway. And that's sort of the subtle message that if you have more than somebody else, well, you must have, it's Obama. You didn't build that. You didn't build that.
Yeah, it's eliminating self-accomplishment.
Exactly, because the big picture is the collective.
That's right. Exactly, the hive mind, yeah.
And I don't want to be part of a collective.
No. No intelligent human being does.
Well, our education system is taking care of that part of the problem, yeah, that part of the challenge. So, anyway, so I have to go back to my sanctuary blogs. on the other hand, there is some interesting news, like, who was it, the Beast? Said, go away, Hillary. Even Bernie backers are not feeling a Sanders run in 2020 because he's 110
exactly,
years old.
Exactly.
And they just, you know, that's how you can tell. They don't talk in specifics. How are we going to do that? How are we going to make it fair? Kelly Bolton profane shouting match outside Oval Office.
Oh, wow.
We don't need that right now. And how does that get out? I mean, we have shouting matches in the building. We don't go on the radio and announce them.
Yeah, keep it internally. Keep it internal.
That's been Trump's biggest problem, is plugging leaks. Anyway, I don't know if I want to talk about any of this crap. I want you to tell us what's going on in your universe and what QAnon is saying and all that. Can we go there after we take this first break?
Absolutely, we can.
Last night at Bomb Hours, thanks to everybody that came out. Ray, we delivered your gift to Jay Scott this morning. It's Jay Scott's birthday today.
Yay, Jay.
And we swarm into the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
I heard that.
That was fun.
That was great. It was good radio.
You go back to that on the podcast would be up, wouldn't it?
It should be at this point, yes.
Yeah, we should.
Jay would have been the one who posted it.
Yes. I just can't remember at what point in the hour he did that, but it was a great moment for all of us.
I saw the photos.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, on the Book of Faces, there are photos.
Where?
On Jay's page. He probably posted it while you
Doesn't
were...
Doesn't anybody think to tag me? I do happen to work here.
You
I'm
were
on
napping!
That show.
We don't want to wake you up with a ding to your phone.
He's got a point.
Ding is not going to wake me up.
And you can set your account to where, like, you know, like I did for you, every time you post something, I get an update. Even if you tag me or don't tag me. You could set up your account to where anytime Emily or Rich or Jay, you don't have to do that for me though.
Good. And we'll agreed.
And you do look good in black today. It's very slimming.
Back to that. That's the last thing I expect to. I mean, I'm black from head to toe. Black flip-flops, black sweatpants, black shirt.
Looks good.
Wow.
It's comfortable.
You're walking the line, baby.
And it feels great outside.
Yeah, it does.
It's very nice. We're going to be enjoying our time on the Thinking Stoop.
Yeah.
So expect longer bits at the end of our breaks today. Give us that extra minute. I want to play another Dr. Sigmund Azebo, or is it too close?
Oh, Terry and I were talking about the biscuits.
You want the biscuits?
Yeah, biscuits. We'll the biscuits.
Yeah, we'll make this the Dr. Sigmund Azebo hour.
Well done.
Your yellow teeth and your biscuits. Okay, it's in.
Biscuits.
Last night, I also want to thank Morris Capuano for joining us at Baumhauer's. You know, there's a real urgency. One of the things that's causing some of the chaos in the markets is concern of rising interest rates. So if you've been thinking about buying a home, start taking action before they climb any higher. Because even a quarter point in the Fed could add, on average, you know, 18 to 20 bucks to a monthly payment. You want to keep that down. And there are programs that Morris has for you at Renaissance Bank. If you have a limited down payment ability or you got a little sketchy credit, they can work with you. He is the Paul Bunyan of people who do mortgages because he clears the path. He swings the big axe, gets the field open for you so you can achieve home ownership. And believe me, those who are paying first mortgage interest will really appreciate the tax cuts even more because that's one of the deductions they'll never take away. They'll never take that away. So that means a lot at tax time. Now that the brackets have been cut, you'll still get that the benefit of that. And chances are, if you're paying $900 or $1,000 a month to rent, you can own for less per month and have a bigger place. Call them at 409-9300, 409-9300. Morris Capuano, a great guy to work with. Much better to do it with a local broker, by the way, than to send it off to Rocket or one of these other things. Well, you want to send your whole life history to somebody you can't see? I wouldn't want to do that. Renaissance Bank is an equal opportunity lender. Their NMLS number is 402-669, and Morris's number again, 409-9300.
Jeez, dude, you need to change your blinker fluid.
That's not a thing.
And your thoracic couplet is totally shot.
Really?
It is.
Look, nothing gets by me. Just like this oil filter. Nothing gets by Purolator.
Hey, if you're using Purolator Boss, you know your stuff.
Oh, yeah. Protection up to 15,000 miles.
Ooh, but you really should replace your Vesuvius valve.
Stop talking.
Now get a Purolator Boss premium oil filter and 5 quarts of synthetic oils for $32.99 at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look. Some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm gonna come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello?
Hello, yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Dr. Sidman Azebo. I called the bakery this morning because I tried to find out from you because my wife, we don't have the electricity at our home because, you know, pay the bill. But I tried to find out from you how much do you charge if I bring my biscuits by and you bake my biscuits for me.
I don't think I can do that, sir.
Why not, ma'am? I just need to bring by the biscuits and my bacon, and we have some barbecued rotisserie goat, and we just need that cook right quick. And I have my money, ma'am. I don't ask for free. I don't ask for handout.
Well, sir, it's not the matter that you have the money or not. See, I can't bake something for you and you take it out of here. Something should happen.
But it's my biscuits. Those are my biscuits. I bring in myself, ma'am, because we don't have electricity. And
sir,
we eat the
if
biscuits.
You come up here, we got biscuits and stuff that you can buy that's already baked.
I know, but I like the Hungry Jacks because they have the Pillsbury man, and you hit him in the belly, and he makes the noise, and then the biscuits have layers. Because
and what is your name, sir?
My name is Dr. Sidman Azebo. I am from Nigeria.
Oh, okay.
I come to America 4 years ago. Please don't be a biscuit hater, ma'am. Don't.
I'm not a biscuit hater.
Yes, you, ma'am. You are biscuit blocking. You are biscuit blocking on me. And I'm trying to find out because I will give you some of the rotisserie goat if that is what you like. Because I am very smart. Because I am doctor. I went to college and you did not go to the college. And that is why I am smart.
So I can transfer you to a store manager.
I do not want to transfer.
Okay, what's that? I can't bake the biscuits for you.
Can do you have butter? Can you just give me some butter in a go cup so I can have some butter for my biscuits?
I will buy the butter for you if you want the butter, sir.
If I buy the butter, can you put it in the oven and melt it for me so I can have something to dip my raw biscuits in? And me and my children.
The only thing I can do. We sell biscuits here. You can buy our biscuits.
If I buy the biscuits there, will you bake them for me there?
It has to be a product that I bake in the bakery, sir.
Well, if I bring the biscuits to the bakery, then they will be inside the bakery. I just do not want to eat raw biscuits, ma'am, because
you don't have to eat a raw biscuit, sir. You can buy biscuits that's already baked.
Because you dip them in that butter, and it makes your stomach very, very, and you have that loose booty. You get that loose booty, and
sir, this got to be a joke.
And you sit on the toilet, and then your booty starts clapping. You make your booty clap. Make it slap. Talk to me now. Because you'll be walking around the house, and you have the gas, and you and the gas, and it smells so bad because of the
okay. Sir, I'm
going to
transfer you, okay?
No, ma'am. I don't want to be. Goodbye, ma'am.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, he certainly had enough of her, that loose booty. Loose booty. It's 3:27. I did go to Emily's page, and I found,
quintessential morning moment's got to be.
Induction into... the Rich Thomas Weather Network. Network. Rain. Damn it.
Rain. Gage.
Why do I always spell Gage wrong?
It's U before A except after G.
I was supposed to. Hell with it. People only pay attention to you when you screw up anyway, right? Vox poll, healthcare top issue among voters? Really? The only part of it that's an issue to me is why it's gotten so much more expensive, thank you, Obama. Why would that help Democrats? They're the ones that gave us this
stuff.
Obamacare. How did it go from being bad enough to turn over Congress dramatically after it was passed to now something people like? That's based on what? Exactly. I don't know anybody who's... employee contribution went down. I don't know anybody whose deductible did not go up and up substantially. And I get around. So what is everybody, what's the big concern here? I just don't effing understand anything that's going on. None of it makes sense to me. What is wrong with people? Thank you, LaDonna. I have visited the page. Let's go bowling or something.
Okay.
I feel like knocking down pins. I want to hit something.
Eat a kielbasa, too?
See, this is part of the... I saw the same crap this morning on the monitor here in the studio. Healthcare is top issue among voters. Is it really? It's not?
No, they're
immigration, the invasion going on at the border, drugs coming across.
It's BS, Greg. It's perception management. They're setting the tone. They're telling us what...
My friend in St. Augustine, Florida, just buried her 27-year-old son, Janelle's friend, when they were little kids, from an opioid overdose. I'll tell you what her concern is, how that stuff is getting in. Makes no sense. 3:30. Soldier boy.
Hey, Greg, I remember the Democrats and Obama telling us, or the Dolly Obama, telling us that our rates would go down.
Uh-huh. You can keep your doctor.
Oh, I remember that lie, too. Are Democrats that stupid? I mean, you should have seen it, Greg, when I was working for a certain employer and they said and mentioned that the rates were going to go up because of Obamacare. I looked at the Obama supporters in the room and I was like, y'all freaking voted for his rectum.
Yeah. They sure
did. They were
upset.
They were upset that the rates were going up. I said, you voted for him. You got what you deserve. I don't want to hear you. Just shut up and listen to the rest of the HR meeting, you know, because they're telling us about our rates going up and everything. And the HR person looking at
it. Stupid. How could they be so disconnected from reality? I don't get it.
These people vote and drive a vehicle?
Yeah. Hey, here's the good news.
Would you like to be a Baumhauer's big shot?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Month and date of birth?
4/23/61.
Thank you, Soldier Boy. I know if there's passion to be found in our audience, Soldier Boy is one of those that always brings
it. He's full of it.
Here's Brenda.
Hey, listen, every time I think I'm going to have a conniption fit over this crap happening in the news and media and all that, what they want you to hear and believe, you have to remember this is the same bunch of cuckoo heads that told us that Hillary was going to win.
That's right. Exactly right.
I mean, I went to bed that night. I was so aggravated. I can't say I lost all hope, but I wasn't going to sit up and watch her speech.
Same here.
And then I woke up, and I mean, oh, my gosh, it was a new day. So just remember, that's what they want you, just like you just said, that's what they want you to know.
And
so,
they've been going bat crazy ever since, 2 years of this. And if the Democrats get control of the House, I may turn this into a music show.
Okay.
Because
play the harmonica.
Right. We'll have talent come in. We'll do whatever we got to do.
Like the gong show on the radio.
But I'll be done with talking politics because this country is pathetic.
They've just stirred us more. I think they've just stirred up the hostility a little bit more. And this crap they pulled with Kavanaugh, I think people are beginning to see that they will say and do anything.
Exactly.
How about that clown lady that named a bunch of people that she said had been sexually abused? I'm talking about the one up in the New England states. I can't even think of her name, but she ended up with an egg on her face. Did you hear about that? I know you probably did.
I don't remember that one. There's been
so
many.
Okay, well, it happened yesterday or the day before. She came out, and she's running a tight campaign, I guess, and she named a bunch of people that had been sexually abused, and then those women who she named, half of them came out and said, "We didn't give you permission to name us."
Ooh.
And then the other half said, "We weren't sexually abused."
Wow. Whoops.
Yeah, I don't even think of her name. Heidi Camp.
I hope they sue her ass off.
That
cow, what a piece of work she is. If the voters of South Dakota retain her, they're dumber than I give them credit for.
You know what that causes women to do? It causes some of them to commit suicide.
Yeah, I know that. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Horrible.
Yes, and it's ridiculous. What the stunts and crap they're pulling, it's getting the calm Republicans riled up, which is what I love.
Yep, same here.
Yep.
It's about time.
So, yep.
See, that's been my read. I think that the whole nature, this blue wave they keep, it's, to me, it's swishful thinking.
Yeah.
And, well, we got to have something to, you know, keep Trump in check from what? What's he done except keep promises, make the country better, open up opportunity?
That's the problem.
I'm still waiting on my Time magazine cover that had Hillary winning, and you know how many issues they produce. I still want that. I just don't want to pay for it. I'm too cheap.
I don't blame you.
But I don't want to read those stupid articles and laugh.
I love it.
You guys are the greatest.
Well, Brenda, you want to be a Baumhauer's big shot?
I sure do. 10/26.
Come and celebrate your birthday with us at Baumhauer's next week.
Yeah, that'd be great. My husband would love it too.
That'd be wonderful. We'd look forward to seeing you there.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thank you. And thanks to everybody that joined us last night at Baumhauer's.
A lot of fun.
And on Halloween night, which is a Wednesday, we're doing Discount Dracula Night.
It's going to be fun.
I'm going to try and find some cheap capes. We still got a couple of weeks. I'm going to go to the Dollar General store, where it's fun to walk in and say, "How much is this?" It's a dollar. What about this over here? It's a dollar. It's just fun. Keeps everybody busy.
I'm sure.
335. When you need new flooring, Georgia Floors Direct. Well, the holidays coming up. If you want new flooring in before your guests get here, now would be the time to go see Jeff Mallinson. Yeah, he could set it up for you, whatever it is you choose, to do 12 months good as cash and stretch it out for you for qualified customers. Of course, you're going to get a wholesale price on whatever you choose. They've got hundreds of room remnants, every type and style of hardwood, laminate, and tile flooring that you could possibly want. All at a wholesale price. This is high fashion flooring, not the stuff that didn't sell that somebody dumps on them hoping a sucker will come in and buy it. This is the stuff people want in their homes. And Jeff Mallinson has put together a team of people that make your experience there nothing short of amazing. Then the installation is done by people they have worked with, true artisans. So when all is said and done, you're standing on flooring 100% satisfied and quite pleased that you paid such a great price for an excellent look in your home. Stop by and see Jeff and the team at Georgia Floors Direct on the boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination since the year the earth stood still, which would be 1969 for the uninformed. Adam.
Hey, guys. I called in a couple weeks ago for like the second time, I think. I was talking about this whole Brett Kavanaugh thing and how it was pointless to have someone go under oath and all that. But anyways, that call went well, so here's my third call.
Okay.
I am working a lot. I'm not able to listen to you guys near as much, maybe like 30 minutes a day, versus I used to be able to listen 3 hours a day.
Yes,
sorry.
So who are you guys looking for the midterm to vote? I need some advice on who to vote for.
Well, we want to look at this point. Just poll straight Republican.
Okay.
The Democrats have embraced craziness and insanity and socialism.
Well, No. I'm definitely voting Republican, but it's pretty much, so it's just going to be Democratic versus Republican. There's no runoff or anything.
And while I've been highly critical of her in the past, especially with her decision to condemn Trump just days before the 2016 election, I urge everybody to happily vote for Martha Roby. She's been a dependable vote.
I thought she denied Trump and all that.
Well, you know what? She got bad advice. I got to say that, you know, especially people who have been in the political class for a while, they turn to consultants. How do I handle this? How do I react to this thing by Trump? And, of course, they look at it from a consultant standpoint. They don't know how people react. Yeah. And when I heard that, I was disappointed. Because I didn't want it to be an issue in the campaign, but if anybody thinks that guys and women don't have those kind of conversations when they think they're speaking privately, they're crazy.
Oh, yeah. Well, and Candace Owens.
It's just like nobody watches porn, right?
Yeah, Candace Owens, who I'm in love with, by the way.
Yeah, me too.
She came out, I saw a speech where she was, and it looked to be mostly black people in this crowd, and she was speaking to them, and somebody straight up asked her a question. You know, what do you think voting Kavanaugh, a yes for Kavanaugh, what do you think that says to women and, like, victims and stuff? Like, that's just empowering. And she said, okay, guys, stop. Stop this whole taking the moral high road thing. You tell me anyone in our culture and other cultures, look at just music and movies. What do they sing about? Mm-hmm. You know, they're always talking about, they don't respect women at all.
Exactly.
And everybody's singing the songs in their car.
Hypocrites.
You know, and I was just like, wow, she makes a great point. Somebody finally said that, you know. Like,
all these people that
when you get done sitting in this auditorium, you're going to go out and you're going to listen to all these songs that demean women like nobody's business, and you don't think anything of it.
Well, it's just like, you know, the Hollywood elite went nuts when Kanye said, you know what, I'm jumping off this plantation. You like us black folks.
Oh, I mean, I am so happy that he has.
But
because
on
there
the other
are so
hand,
many people who are...
A rapper like T.I., who is also very popular, puts together a video of a Melania lookalike doing a strip tease in the Oval Office. Now,
hey,
I would love to know, of course, it's beyond my imagination, if somebody had produced a video with Mooch.
Michelle Obama?
Yeah, stripping in the...
I thought about it. It would be hilarious to have a mock of that where you have Bill Clinton in there and you have this a woman who's a, you know, I don't even want to say Hillary Clinton lookalike, but wearing the same coat, and she throws the coat off and it's just some demonic bat that forms, like, as soon as, you know what I mean? Like, that would be hilarious.
I can't think of saying anything that would be more insulting to the woman. Hey, you're a Hillary Clinton lookalike. What's your month and date of birth, Adam? Adam, I'm out of time for this segment. What's your month and date of birth?
10/18.
Hey, happy birthday! It's his birthday today!
Happy birthday!
Appreciate it.
22.
Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And thank you for listening.
Can I say one more thing really quickly?
Yeah.
There was a CNN host that said Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read. My mind was blown when I heard that.
Oh, they called him the house Negro and used all kinds of...
Here's the thing. Basically, what you're saying is, it's since he can't read the pamphlet that says Trump is bad. Oh, I can't read, so I'm just going to vote for Trump. That's the most racist thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
And so is expecting one group.
You can't read what we want you to, so you're dumb.
All right, Adam, thank you very much. Now I'm all worked up again.
Don't be.
3:41. Bill, I need you to wait for a minute if you can. We got to get traffic and weather on, and then we'll be right back.
Traffic is brought to you by El Jalisco. Enjoy delicious Tex-Mex food at El Jalisco on the Atlanta Highway in front of the Burlington Coat Factory. El Jalisco. Great food and a great time.
Good afternoon, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic accidents on Atlanta Highway and Vaughn Road. The 5400 block of Atlanta Highway, 2700 block of Vaughn Road. Careful in those areas. Traffic not backed up too bad in those areas. So far, so good on the interstate systems. The rest of the boulevard and the rest of Atlanta Highway looking really good. And not seeing too much on the 31s this afternoon. Registration for spring semester 2019 at Trenum State will start November 19th and run through December 7th. Classes start January 9th. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Gubernatorial candidate Walt Maddox is asking Governor Kay Ivey to release more information on her 2015 hospitalization, including if her office told the state trooper accompanying her to keep it a secret. Maddox said the issue is not about Ivey's health, but if there was lying about what happened. The Democratic candidate running against Republican incumbent Mike Rogers for the 3rd congressional seat suspects voter suppression is underway in the district. Mallory Hagan alleges an unusually large number of people in the 3rd district have been either removed from the rolls or listed as inactive. 4 people have been arrested in the shooting deaths of 2 people in Butler County. 4 Birmingham residents are charged with capital murder and tampering with evidence. Cortez Dees and Lumen Williams of Evergreen were found shot to death on June 2nd. That's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way over the upcoming weekend. For tonight, clouds on the increase, but we're dry. Not quite as cool as last night. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. Tomorrow, look for a mostly cloudy day. High temperature in the upper 70s. Then a risk of showers and thunderstorms popping up by late Friday night. But showers and storms become scattered to numerous Saturday as a frontal system approaches. This is a cool front coming in. High in the mid-70s. Cooler Saturday night behind that front. Overnight low 51. Then on Sunday, really nice. Breezy, cool. Cooler sunshine, high in the upper 60s, low temperature in the mid-40s by first thing Monday morning right around dawn. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the Pumpkin Patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The 3rd annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 in Pike Road.
Mob rule or the rule of law? That's what's on the line in this year's elections. This is Justice Tom Parker. You all saw how the leftist mobs tried to tear down Justice Kavanaugh. They want me to be next. I've served for 13 years on the Alabama Supreme Court as a strong but independent conservative voice. I've taken on and beaten the Southern Poverty Law Center and been outspoken that Roe v. Wade and Obergefell were wrongly decided. And I'm a strong supporter of President Trump and his efforts to put more conservatives on our federal courts. The leftist mob doesn't like that. They want judges who will overturn our laws and look the other way when the leftist mob tries to destroy our society. This is Justice Tom Parker, Republican for Chief Justice. I'm asking for your vote to keep Alabama's courts a place where the rule of law is respected and not where the mob rules. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
Gift to Kohl's home sale, going on now, and layer on the savings for your home. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 or more home purchase. You'll get Kohl's cash, too. Right now at Kohl's home sale. Offers valid October 11th through 21st. 15 or 20% off with promo code LEAF. Extra $10 off with promo code HOME10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The 7th annual fall flooring yard sales going on now with incredible deals at Lumber Liquidators. We've got hundreds of floors on sale up to 50% off, in stock and ready to go. Save big on waterproof floors, all on sale from just 39 cents. Get wood look laminate flooring, all on sale up to 40% off. Pre-finished hardwood and bamboo starting at 99 cents, plus special financing. Stop by your local Lumber Liquidators store or visit lumberliquidators.com today.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet price. $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
911, what's your emergency?
Help me! YouTube is down! I can't watch Kat playing the piano video!
Sir, this is
please, if I don't see an unboxing video in the next 2 minutes, I'm gonna die!
Sir, please calm down. Have you tried Vimeo?
Vimeo isn't user-friendly! And Break.com is just a bunch of links to YouTube!
Sir, have you checked Vine?
Vine isn't back! Those are just rumors! Logan Paul! Where are you? I need my vlog fixed.
Sir, please go on Twitch for a few minutes until I can pinpoint your location.
Send help quickly! I'm about to watch, oh God, TV!
Sir, don't do anything you'll regret later. Stay on the line and we'll send over the Geek Squad right after you listen to this 15-second ad.
Just like you two! Thank you! I'll try to hold on.
3:49. Speaking of holding on, let's say thank you to Bill for doing that on Happy Hour. Bill, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. I think what happened with our insurance, Obama turned it over to the insurance companies and told them that get whatever they wanted as long as he got a percentage.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's possible.
I need to ask a question.
Sure.
And this is just a rumor floating around. Feinstein... There's supposed to be these post offices that are going to go up for sale, and that Feinstein's husband is going to be the only realtor selling them. And I don't know if that's true or not, but I figured Joey, being the smart as he is, could figure it out.
That's been around for a long time, and I actually looked that up, and it's a mixed truth.
It's a mixed truth. Okay,
yeah,
sir.
But what is true is that woman had a Chinese spy as her chauffeur for 20 years. And notice how the media looked the other way when that came out just
always,
a couple months ago.
Always. If there ain't no news, they'll make it up.
And I hope that Grassley and those guys on that committee are going to follow through on looking into how long she had that letter and following the money trail that went with it. Because I don't believe...
I hope so.
I said that
yesterday. And I appreciate you speaking up. A lot of people are not speaking up when they should, and you have the cojones to do it, and I appreciate it. You have a wonderful day, sir.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate your call.
Nice.
I'm just...
cojones.
Today, you know, usually, first of all, I know better. I don't want to hear anybody from CNN or MSLSD or ABC, CBS, or NBC. I got they got nothing to say that I want to hear.
I agree.
They are as out as it gets now, so... but I, Fox has been pissing me off a lot. Now, I don't expect them to spoon-feed me what I want to hear, but they have put out some polling data over the last couple of weeks that's very concerning, even though their track record with polling hasn't been a whole lot better than the rest.
I don't trust
them. And I think there's a factor in there that people are not taking into consideration. Because a lot of Americans have seen Trump supporters and conservatives getting beaten up with the silent approval of the media. Breitbart keeps a list. I think there's over 500 media sanctioned, and by that meaning they didn't set it up, but they didn't care to report it when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what you conservatives get. That's what you big forehead Trump supporters deserve.
Deplorables.
Yeah. So they just look the other way. But I think there's a fear factor that this polling doesn't take into account. When they see these animals clawing at the door of the Supreme Court.
Good point.
When they see this Antifa prick go after a widow, a 9/11 widow, and screaming, "I hope your husband effing rots in hell." And that, I mean, that's behavior. That's, who wants to, you know?
God, man, psychotic.
So if I tell the truth about how I feel about this politician or that, does that become
am I going to be on the list, and are they going to come after me?
It's very easy to understand why people would be afraid to be honest.
Absolutely.
I'll feel better tomorrow. I'm getting an IV at 2.
Okay.
An infusion. Did you go today?
I went this morning, yes. I saw the ever-so-awesome and lovely Lori. And
she is ever-so-awesome.
For 3 minutes, and it really helped me out.
Infusion, since we started telling you about the services they offer... And they're all great. It just depends on what you want to accomplish on a daily basis or if you have long-term goals. The latest innovation, I believe Ryan will be in here possibly next week to discuss it with us, the CryoSkin.
Oh, yes.
This is a technology where they freeze the fat below the flesh.
Wow.
It dissolves, breaks down, goes into the lymphatic system, and you discharge it. And you can shrink your waist with this technology. This is science. All of it's based on science. Science tells us the stomach is a little picky about what vitamins and things you ingest it will absorb. Everything you need to heal and feel better is in your circulatory system, but if it's not running at peak efficiency, it's not going to deliver what you need to feel better. So the cryotherapy helps with that. 3 minutes in that chamber, you walk out feeling refreshed and invigorated head to toe with a sense of mental clarity. So, and of course, the laser, which is so simple. If you've got a chronic pain that nothing else has helped, go to infusion. They sit you in a chair and they use a device. You don't feel a thing. You just sit there, and this device drives the flow of blood into the area where the pain's been chronic, because blood heals. And it's amazing what that can do in one treatment. It's worked for Jay, it's worked for Emily, it's worked for me. So, if you've got anything, if you want to lose weight, you want more energy, if you've been partying a little bit too hard and your system feels depleted, they can fix you up at Infusion. Call them at 296-1662, 296-1662, or learn more online at infusioncryoandlaser.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Delk and Tomlinson, men's rights attorneys. Contact them at 819-4810. Delk and Tomlinson, making men matter.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are looking pretty decent right now. No big delays anywhere. There is a little bit of slow traffic on 85 northbound between the interchange and South Union. Nothing real big though. Don't see anything around the boulevard that will hold you up for very long. The 31s look good and Atlanta Highway looking really good as well. Where can you shop where there's something for everyone? How about Festival Plaza? Shop at the Alabama River Region Ballet and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit SouthernHomesAndGardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Hi, folks. This is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's an end-of-the-year sale you don't want to miss. AC by Lou Choir wants to make sure your house is comfortable all through the holiday season. For a limited time, get a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. Lou Choir understands the importance of a comfortable house when it might be filled with all those holiday house guests. As a bonus, Lou Choir is offering 0% financing to all qualified customers. With over 35 years in the business, we have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and even your plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier. Visit acbyloquire.com today to see these and other exclusive offers. Just think, all those savings up front, plus savings all year long with lower utility bills thanks to your brand new high-efficiency Carrier system. That's acbyloquire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Guess who? That's right. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If your finances are haunting you, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. What if I told you that the money you've been looking for all this time is in your home? This is no trick. By refinancing your mortgage, you may be eligible to lower your interest rate or eliminate monthly mortgage insurance. Would you like to pay off credit card debt, make home improvements, or fund a large purchase? A mortgage refinance may be the answer. What are you waiting for? If your current mortgage payment makes you scream, then it's time to call the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. Clear the cobwebs. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374.